USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's been a very interesting journey. I learned a lot about COVID. I learned it by really going to school. This is the real school.
President Trump's comments Sunday at Walter Reed Medical Center. The president's doctors say if the president continues to improve, he could be headed back to the White House as early as today. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says that all Senate floor activity would be rescheduled until October 19th, but committee work like the confirmation hearing for President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, would continue. Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, is not happy.
Mitch McConnell seems to be jamming through the hearings on Amy Coney Barrett, even though three senators have COVID.
The New York Democrat speaking on Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
October 8th is World Sight Day, the day to raise awareness that hundreds of millions of kids around the world need glasses, but don't have access to get them. This World Sight Day, leading global vision nonprofit OneSight is launching a free digital children's book called Through the Looking Glasses, Stories About Seeing Clearly. The book features 30 children's stories and illustrations about seeing clearly by authors and artists from 17 different countries. To celebrate the launch, OneSight is hosting an online bedtime stories event, where numerous celebrities, athletes, and authors will read bedtime stories to children globally on World Sight Day this October 8th at 7 p.m. Together, we can make an impact with vision care around the world. To learn more about World Sight Day, participate in bedtime stories, and download the free new book, please go to onesight.org/WorldSightsDay. That's onesight.org/WorldSightsDay.
Democrats and Republicans are continuing to work on a coronavirus relief bill. Both sides are still at least $500 billion apart on the financial side of things. When it comes to who's to blame, Democrats blame Republicans, and of course, Republicans are blaming Democrats.
Speaker Pelosi had it entirely within her power to have this done on Friday before Congress left town. So it is entirely possible, but it is up to the speaker. She's the one who's been the obstacle.
Republican Congressman Michael Burgess of Texas. Burgess continues.
There could have been a standalone airline bill that could have been done Friday afternoon. People were ready to do that. That's what I was hearing from the floor staff. And then for whatever reason, she decided at the last minute not to bring it up.
Burgess speaking there on Fox News. SpaceX plan launch this morning from Cape Canaveral has been canceled due to bad weather. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump briefly left the military hospital where he's being treated for COVID-19, riding in a Secret Service vehicle to greet supporters gathered outside. Former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski tells NBC's Today Show why the ride was important for the president.
Well, the president wanted to show the supporters how much he appreciated them and show that you can still continue to function even with COVID-19. Obviously, look, he's a leader and he wants to lead. And we see this from the great leaders. When they show a sign of respect to the people who are out supporting them, and that's what this was.
As far as the Secret Service agents being in close proximity to a COVID-19 positive patient, Lewandowski says,
it's my understanding, Savannah, from the information I've obtained, that the detail leader and of the Secret Service and the driver both volunteered for that assignment. As you know, they have very, very difficult jobs, but they were not required to do that. They both volunteered. And there was a piece of plexiglass, I believe, between the president and the two Secret Service agents who were in the vehicle.
What was once a tropical depression on track to reach the northern Gulf Coast as a hurricane later this week has been upgraded to a tropical storm. Forecasters expecting Tropical Storm Delta to grow into a hurricane by the time it nears Cuba on Tuesday. It's the 25th named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, which is almost double the average of a typical season. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.